Tell us about this escrow.
I'll tell you a funny story. When I had my first interview with Scott Moore, when I was being interviewed to come over here.
Was he dressed up?
No, he was okay. Not. Just as a powerful television executive. he said to me, one of the words I don't want to hear on our broadcast is escrow. So you're really, really taking me down my job here if you want to know about it.
I still don't really know what it is, to be honest. So, yeah.
When you buy your house, Andrew, you'll learn.
Yeah, it'll. Now, what gets given out of the Friedman household tonight? You got to tell us.
Not escrow.
No, of course not.
No, we bought stock
dividends.
Hershey's candies.
Yeah, Hershey and peanut free. People need that, right? You're a very awful, terrible human, which is too bad.
Oh, really? I'm glad you told me. I'll check.
Well, I think, yeah. I mean, I have one kid with a nut allergy, so I'd look like a hypocrite
That's a good one. I'll check on that. Yeah, that's a good plan. I really, you know what? See, you guys have done me a service.
I know.
Today.
Yes.
And my neighborhood, too.
Andrew's told you it's okay for you to go out as Denzel Washington from Training Day tonight. And it's also, and the peanut free things also. Yeah, we're here to help.
I'll defend you.
Hey, so this Columbus team tonight, about as banged up as a hockey team can get, 9-10 games in. And do you expect there to be a lot of leakage there because of all these injuries? And Ryan Johansson, I hope John Davidson is maybe he'll take credit for the motivation, but there's not too many centers that have played as well as this kid out of the gate. If Sochi were this year, Elliot, people would talk about him for Sochi. He might not make the team, but he'd be in conversations about it.
Well, the people who like it the most are the players who think the training camp's overrated, right? You know, we don't need training camp. We don't need this many exhibition games. Look at Ryan Johansson. He misses all of them, and he shows up and how well he's playing. I just think, you know, they've got, I think, $23 million on injured reserve. And the biggest one is obviously the goalie. Like, when Johansson was hurt, Johansson was out, you know, one of the debates was he was trying to say he was just as valuable to the team as Bobrovsky is. And, you know, we're going to find that out over this next little while. They lost earlier this week to Ottawa, and you can tell they were a little different without Bobrovsky back there to bail them out of mistakes. It was kind of like how Buffalo was when Hasek was there. Like, they could do anything on the ice, and they believed that no matter what they did wrong, that guy behind them was going to bail them out. And Bobrovsky, they had a similar mentality with him. And I think that's going to be tested now that he's out with the broken finger. He's such a backbone of their team. But they're hard to play against. I'm not going to use the word I used on the air a couple weeks ago. They're hard to play against, and they will not make it easy. They will make the Maple Leafs fight for every inch of their ice tonight.
There's not too often that you're talking about a 2-1 Devils-Jets shootout game as being overly interesting, but whenever I see the Devils are in a shootout, it's kind of been must-watched click over just to see if the streak can continue. They arguably missed the playoffs last year because of the shootout, and finally got off the schneid last night.
And I believe the Jets were the last team they beat before going on that streak, too. So there's something about Winnipeg that's good for them. I thought Schneider was really good last night, considering how embarrassed they were after they got beaten up by Pittsburgh the other night. The Jets are going to be an interesting team to watch. I think, you know, it's tough for them to make the playoffs in that conference for one thing. Pavlik gave them a great game last night. He made a brilliant save off Jágr at the end of regulation to even give them a point. And I think other teams are starting to circle around them and say, you know, exactly what are you guys going to be doing here with some of your parts? And I know there's always a lot of rumors about Evander Kane who returned, but I think, you know, Ladd and Byfuglien next year are going to be heading into the last years of their contract. They've got, each of them have some no-move protection or no-trade protection, but I do think you're going to see some teams start to ask Winnipeg, you know, what are you thinking with those two guys? Are you thinking keep, or are you thinking that you may want to see what you can get for them? Because I think there would be a lot of interest in both of them.
Elliot Friedman, our guest, don't forget, Leafs Columbus tonight on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, and Sportsnet Ontario. Hockey Night in Canada tomorrow, Leafs Chicago, tons more games. We'll run them down for you later this hour. We were talking about Nashville yesterday a fair bit and how, you know, I'm all for, Barry Trotz, really good coach, but I heard a lot of, wow, that was unfair, what did he do wrong, and how could he ever win there? And maybe it was time to turn the page there watching the Predators. Maybe it was time to give the fans a little more. offensive bang for the buck. They are fun to watch. Rinne's healthy. They have lowest goals against in the league right now. I know we're only 10, 11 games in, but maybe it was the right time for a change. And right now, Trotz and Washington are really struggling.
Well, he was in the studio last year on Hockey Night during the playoffs, and I didn't get the sense that he felt he was unfairly treated at all. As a matter of fact, I got the sense that even he felt it was time.
Like Joe Maddon in Tampa, maybe just time to check out what else is out there.
Something else, yeah. You know, the thing about Washington, first of all, Nashville went into Edmonton and skated them right into the ground. You don't see that very often. The Edmonton, for whatever struggles they have, it's not usually speed or somebody skating around them, and that happened. But the thing about Washington that's really interesting is watching Ovechkin right now. He goes through Canada. He doesn't score, but he gets a lot of compliments for blocking a couple of shots. In Calgary, he hit the crossbar with the Capitals leading 3-1 with about 3 minutes left, and he got back to defend the Calgary opportunity off the bounce off the bar. Like, he got praised in Western Canada for doing all the right things. But then they come back home. He goes scoreless against Detroit. The first time he goes five games without a point in his career, and you can see it's killing him. Like, it is killing him not to score. He took a ton of opportunities on the power play. There was even a couple times he didn't do his one-timer because he couldn't, but he held the puck and tried to shoot anyway. The frustration is very obvious. And I remember Gary Galley once telling me a story about Cam Neely and Harry Sinden. You know, Cam Neely went through a stretch where he wasn't scoring, and Harry Sinden came down and asked him about it, and he says, "Hey, I'm getting my chances." And he said that Harry Sinden looked at Cam Neely and said, "I don't pay you to get chances. I pay you to score." And I think if you're a big-time goal scorer, that's the mentality you have. You can get all the chances you want, but if you don't bury it, you feel it. And Ovechkin is certainly feeling it right now.
Elliot Friedman, our guest. Brady and Walker, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. We got about 30, 40 seconds here. Yep. Give us the latest on the NHL expanding to Las Vegas.
Well, I think the story was taken to a bit of another level yesterday. The chief financial officer of MGM, which is building that rink in Vegas, was quoted in one of the Vegas papers as saying, "We are interested and we've had conversations with a group." And that group is believed to be led by a guy named William Foley, who's got a contact in Vegas, who's actually the commissioner's half-brother. So it's not coming right out and saying there's going to be a team there, but I think it's interesting that the people building the rink have talked about a conversation with a group that will probably take this discussion a bit higher.